The name of the group is Lounge Worship. Capital L-O-U-N-G-E. Lounge Worship. The title of the song is The Power of Your Love. Let's put this one in the mix. This is part of one of the songs for this weekend's song. Lead me near, draw me to your side. Lounge Worship, The Power of Your Love. Keep that one in the memory bank. We're going to be hearing that one again on Friday. So be ready, be ready, be ready to give me the song, the artist, or both. All right. Acts chapter 3. Again, from the beginning. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer. At 3 in the afternoon. Again, I'm reading from the New International Version. Now, a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the beggar held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you can all see." All right. Those were the first 16 verses of Acts chapter 3. Let's look at some of these highlights that I want to bring out to you now that I did not bring out last week. First and foremost, because, of course, you may recall, last week I talked about the amazement of the completeness of that healing. The man who had been crippled from birth and did not have to learn how to walk, did not have to learn how to jump, was healed instantly and was healed so thoroughly that his brain was in gear. Because, of course, someone has an accident that causes injury to the brain, and another part of the brain has to learn how to empower the body to walk. This man was healed so thoroughly that when he was healed, he was able instantly to walk and jump. Something else that I want you to see, though, this is so important. The people were amazed and astonished, as we can imagine. We would be too. Verse 12, when Peter saw this, the people running in astonishment to them, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" We're talking about blessings given by God. blessings. I think that it's probably easy for us to agree that God made this man happy by giving him the ability to walk and jump, by healing him, healing his ankles, healing his feet, making him strong so that instantly he could walk, he could jump. And he certainly showed his gratitude by jumping and praising God and by walking. The people were astonished, and Peter asked the question, "Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" Peter picked up on the fact that these people were in their own minds, even in their hearts, giving all the honor to Peter and John for that man's healing. "Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" Something that can be so easy for us to miss here, and I don't want us to miss it. Peter didn't just say, "as if by our own power we had made this man walk." He also said, "as if by our own godliness we had made this man walk." Peter was making a very, very important point that we have got to catch hold of. And this has to do with being in Christ Jesus. It was not just power that brought about this man's healing. It was also godliness that brought about this man's healing. "Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" Power and godliness had made the man walk, but not a power or a godliness that Peter or John possessed in and of themselves. They had power and they had godliness, both of which had come from God. The power that was put on display then, the godliness that was put on display at that time of that man's healing, were both given by God to Peter and to John. So you're beginning to see something that's critical for us to catch hold of if we're going to be receiving blessings in Christ Jesus. And that is, it's not just about power. It is also about godliness. Both need to be a part of our lives. We need to be living actively lives filled with the power of God and the godliness of God. He went on to tell these people the mistake that they made, the error they committed, the sin they committed by turning over the Lord Jesus instead of a murderer. And some of you, many of you know this, and some of you may not. He was pointing out the fact that at that time of the year when people were who had committed crimes or who were accused of having committed crimes would be taken before the governor and a choice was made. Sometimes the people would be given the opportunity to choose who would be released to them, which meant they would be rescued or saved from the punishment for their crime, often which meant crucifixion, being hung on the cross until they were dead, or finally, if it meant they had hung there long enough that people wanted to go home, the folks carrying out the punishment were ready to go, bones would be broken and things like that to make sure that they went on ahead and finished the process of dying and they'd be taken from the cross. These people decided that instead of allowing the Lord Jesus to be released, since he was innocent of all charges, they wanted Jesus to be hung on that cross. And they instead insisted that Barabbas be released to them so that he would not have to die on the cross, even though they knew Barabbas was a murderer. And that's what Peter was referencing. Verse 17, "Now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Christ would suffer. Repent then, verse 19, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Christ who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. He must remain in heaven until the time, I want to ask you this. We just saw a blessing bestowed by God through his servants, Peter and John. This man received healing, a man who had been a cripple from birth. The Lord God blessed him by healing him. Have we begun to read about any other blessing in this chapter from the verses I've already read? Have we come across any other blessing? All right, let me start at verse 19 again. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Christ, Christ meaning the anointed one, who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. For Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be cut off from among his people. Did you hear anything in there about blessing? Anything besides the one that we've already talked about, the healing of the crippled beggar? Be thinking about that. We're going to bring it out when we come back.